here's a story from The World.
President Biden spoke this afternoon from the East Room of the White House on the rapidly deteriorating situation in Afghanistan. He defended his decision to pull out troops and said he would not repeat the mistakes of the past.
I know my decision will be criticized, but I would rather take all that criticism than pass this decision on to another president of the United States, yet another one, a fifth one.
Biden said the scenes unfolding today in Afghanistan are gut-wrenching. This morning, we saw a chaotic exit from the Kabul airport, hundreds of Afghans flooding the tarmac, running after departing U.S. Air Force planes. Some people were clinging to the side of aircraft. Biden laid part of the blame on the Trump administration for forcing his hand so quickly into his presidency with an agreement for a May withdrawal. Biden also blamed the Afghan government and military for what's happened.
American troops cannot and should not be fighting in a war and dying in a war that Afghan forces are not willing to fight for themselves.
The president said that 6,000 American troops are being deployed to remove Americans as well as allied personnel and vulnerable Afghans. Biden said that if the Taliban were to interrupt that process, there would be consequences.
As we carry out this departure, we have made it clear to the Taliban, if they attack our personnel or disrupt our operation, the U.S. presence will be swift and the response will be swift and forceful. We will defend our people with devastating force if necessary.